Hi guys, welcome to another SLTD Wrestling Roundtable podcast. We are here as always. Today we are going to do our draft predictions. I assume we're going to call it predictions because we've kind of like done what we've always done and we've either underprepared or we totally overprepare, and we've all done something a little bit different. So we're just going to kind of work it out as to how it all works and who we think's going where and all that good stuff, and then we'll see what happens with the draft being next week. We are here as always with Adam and Callum. If you are watching on YouTube, you can see them, but if not, Adam, you okay?
Yeah, mate. I sent a message into the to our chat. I think it was on Thursday, saying that at that time I had 42 picks that I'd made in the draft. I've now got 43 because I remembered one that I forgot this morning. But to tr fully transparent, I only put that in because I thought both of you, if not just Ty, would have forgotten what we were doing, and it was to preempt a text going, "What are we doing this weekend?" So I thought I'll do that so that we're all on the same page. But again, we've not really spoke about it too much, so we all might have different formats and different versions of things that we're working on. But it's fine. It's fine. We'll predict it.
Callum, are you okay?
Yeah, I feel like I've completely underbooked and not done a lot. A lot of plans are in my head, let's just say. But a lot of those plans went out of my head once Rhea Ripley came down injured, as did Seth Rollins. So that Raw side is lacking two huge names. So hopefully within this draft, we're going to put a few people over from SmackDown or from NXT to fill out that Raw roster a little bit, because it's not great, especially with Punk injured as well. So they're three huge names that need replacing.
Yes, I am feeling this also. How many call-ups have you done out of interest?
How many what?
Like
Call-ups from
call-up?
NXT.
Oh, call! I thought you
NXT.
said how many cops have you done? I thought what? Taking a turn, this, hasn't it?
You gonna turn?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10. No, 11.
All right, okay. I haven't done that many.
And then
I've
I'm
done.
sending 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 down to NXT.
Bloody hell.
There we go.
I've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've done 7 call ups, but some of them we know about. Only sent 2 people down.
Well, this is the thing, because,
That's,
and
do you know what though,
this
right?
may spoil someone that's on your lists, but
Yeah.
on the Wikipedia for WWE personnel, it already listed Bron Breakker on the SmackDown roster.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I've done Breaker, right? And then I've done Dragunov because he said he's going to be in it. I've done, is it Lyra Valkyrie?
Lyra Valkyria, it was Roxanne
Yeah.
Perez that was on Raw.
Roxanne Perez, sorry, yeah. So I've done Roxanne. Who's the champ? Roxanne.
Roxanne's the champ, yeah. But I mean,
Okay.
it's probably going to be one of those things where she loses it because it's spring
That's
break
what I
on
was just about to
Tuesday.
say, yeah. So yeah, I've done a few, but then these obvious people like Carmelo's on there because it's Carmelo, and you know what I mean? Obviously Breakker. And then I've put Corbin on there because you
You're
know.
just spoiling all your NXT picks now.
Just saying. Sorry, I'm just that's so good. Right, so let's get into it anyway, before I spoil any more picks for myself. How this is all on you, Adam, I'll be honest with
Oh,
you.
right, okay.
So whatever format you want to do, we will go with that. All
Well,
right.
even though I've got a lot of picks, I think like my SmackDown roster, they're growing in size by about 16, I think. But that's because I've separated out teams and stables. So I've not just sort of done them as one pick. I've included them as separate picks, but they're all going together essentially.
Oh yeah, we just put the statements
So
together.
what I'll do is I'm going to start with the people that are moving to Raw. We good with
Okay.
that?
Yeah, that's good.
So I'll give you my first one, which is essentially a group, but it's different people. So my first pick to Raw is that Angel, Berto, and Santos Escobar, Solo Gordo, Del Fantasma, Oh, and I suppose Electra Lopez at that point. I didn't write it down. Are all moving to Raw from SmackDown? Because I feel like one thing that we need to do is just move Legado and LWO away from each other for a little bit.
Yeah. I have done exactly the same thing. I have put them on Raw and left LWO on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't want Ray and Dom, assuming Judgment's Day stay on Raw, you don't want Ray and Dom on the same brand again. Yeah. So it makes sense for Legado to be the ones to go over to Raw.
Well, you would assume we can go with, like, well, if we're doing it this way, right? So if we're doing Raw and SmackDown, right? So if we separate them both, right, and do it that way. Raw, you're looking at number one pick being Priest, aren't you?
Yeah,
because
surely.
He's the champ, isn't he? So Priest is going to Raw, and then on SmackDown you do Cody, because it's Cody, because he's the champ. So whichever way you look at it, and however we're going to, like, okay, this guy's moving to Raw or that guy's moving to SmackDown, whatever way you want to do it, Priest and Cody. And I assume Awesome Truth and A-Town Down Under, they're going to stay on their respective brands.
Yeah, you kind of, with those designs.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this now for like 2 years down the line where someone goes, let's move that world title over there and keep these tag titles over here. That's going to irritate me so much. Yeah.
So Awesome Truth and A-Town. Right.
Because I did debate swapping United States and IC titles. But I've not done.
No, I haven't. And then would you say, so Bailey's staying on SmackDown?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. So Bailey's on SmackDown, and then whoever the champ is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New champ. Okay, right, that's fair. Okay, so them teams are, or so we've got Damian Priest, regardless of where we ends up on Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Awesome Sleuth and whoever the new women's world champ is.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed that they're doing a battle royal.
I was gonna say it's a bit naff, isn't it?
Is that what they're actually doing? I've not seen that.
Yeah, they're doing a battle royal. I think they could have done like a proper
one night tournament.
Yeah, proper amazing tournament. Like, and would have got all like so many more women's matches on a Raw. Like,
it feels a bit rushed as well. Like, why are you doing it right away?
Yeah. The only thing I would like consider is, because of the draft being next week, they probably want like a women's champion in line for the draft.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do feel like they could have done something that led up to a big match at Backlash. Like, just have like a 2 week tournament. It's not that difficult. I mean, how hard can it be? And it's not like a Top Gear reference. And it would make the Backlash match feel quite special, because right now, like, there's no idea who the champion will be on Raw.
Yeah.
So you have no idea who the opponent could be either.
Yeah.
Well, the assumption is, I assume anyway, I don't know if this is the assumption, but I assume if they're having a battle royal, whoever wins it, whoever she throws out, probably going to be number one contender.
Yeah, if there's some sort of nefarious way of winning or something, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. But I think this shows the different mindset. I think, although I'm like pissed off, because I'm mad about a role, but it just seems a little bit of a shitty way of winning the title. It shows that if they were going to do it as a tournament and it hadn't been sorted before the draft, anybody who goes to SmackDown, automatically you're like, well, they're not winning.
Mm-hmm.
It was like these tournaments and like Becky and Bianca are in it, and it's like anything can happen because we've got a draft coming, so it doesn't matter where, like, if you're on Raw or SmackDown, and then the draft happens and Bianca goes to SmackDown, it's like, well, Becky's winning that title. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, so it's just, it is what it is. Do you know what I mean? So, Yeah, I don't know. I'm a bit. It makes sense because it's kind of like it's done and dusted. But the idea of having like eight women's matches or something on one Raw,
yeah,
like it would have been cool if they would have put everything on Raw to the side, like all matches that they planned to the side, and just had the promos that they were doing and anything else happening, and then had a full tournament, the whole show. Like, that would be so good. Like, just something so different to have the tournament is the only matches on the show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Or like, even, because they've done quite a lot of them, have a gauntlet match. I think I'd sooner a gauntlet match than a battle royal.
Yeah. You know. But then would it be, you can have a battle royal because you can have more people involved?
Possibly. I think with a gauntlet, though, if you had someone like a Becky Lynch who ran it for a good 30, 40 minutes, and then, you know, a heel, like a, maybe even like a Nia Jax or someone, comes in right at the end, squashes them, pins them, then naturally you've got your first match after that point.
Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if Jax wants, to be honest with you. I'm saying it now, wouldn't be shocked. She'll be the final, one of the final two, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you eliminate her in a battle royal? It's like the big show.
How do you do it?
Yeah.
They find a new way every year.
That's it. That is it. Right. So, we've done our obvious ones. And then our first pick, LDF. Legado del Fantasma.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Is everyone happy with that being there?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Because I think what we'll do as well is like, I can work through, and then if I've not mentioned anyone that you two have got, we can add them on. And then if there is anyone that we don't mention, just assume that they're going to stay put.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll miss somebody off. You know, and be like, why didn't you mention Ricochet? You know.
I was on a I can't remember what site it was, but it showed you the whole roster.
Yeah.
The full roster, including general managers and announced team and stuff like that. 240 of them. I was like, what the fuck?
Too many.
So yeah, go on. Who's next?
I'll go next with another team then. Because again I'm shifting another team over. I think it's time for a fresh start for all of them. Asuka, Kairi Sane, Io Sky, and Dakota Kai. Damage Control. Get them over to Raw.
I have put Damage Control. Give me a second. Where have you put them, Cal?
Yeah, I think they should probably go to Raw as well. The feud with Bayley seems to be over. I don't really see the need for them staying on SmackDown. I was going to make a Simpsons joke, but I don't know whether I will. Oh, go on, I will. I'm a little bit concerned about Damage Control that, like, without Bayley, it could be like Paul McCartney leaving Wings. and I think they really need that move to Raw to sort of stabilize them on that division and be separate of Bayley. Because I think if they stay on the same brand, it's just going to leave those sort of memories with the feud between Bayley and Io, and really, like, neither of them need that. So it'd be good for them to be on separate brands for a while.
Well, I left them on SmackDown, but it's 2-1 in it, so that's the move over. That's the way we used to do it.
Shifting.
I'm all right with them moving over. Like, I didn't really. I don't know. I think it's one of them where it's like, if you're going to move Damage Control over, that's quite a big thing. So you're going to have to fill out the SmackDown side.
Oh, don't you worry. People are moving.
And it also fills out like the heel role in a way that Rhea was playing, so Io can sort of step into Rhea's shoes of being the main female heel on that Raw roster.
I'm with you. Next up,
so I'll do call-ups last, so I'll do my next two who are sort of main roster SmackDown people going over to Raw. And the final two, they're not a team, but coincidentally, since SmackDown last night, there is something that connects them, and they are the first and most recent victims of the new bloodline. So I'm moving Jimmy Uso and Kevin Owens to Raw.
Interesting.
Jimmy, because I feel like him being sort of excommunicated, there's nothing that he's going to get from being on the same brand as Solo and Tama Tonga. So him moving over, you have all the stuff about like can he be on the same brand as Jay? Can they work it out? Can they do all this kind of stuff? Because surely at some point, this is all leading to a new Bloodline versus old Bloodline, like Reigns and the Usos versus Solo, Tama, and probably Jacob Fatu at that point.
So okay, I'll be honest.
And then Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens was someone who, like, he popped up in my head because I thought, realistically, if he stays on SmackDown, what is it that he does? You know? Whereas I think he's a big enough face to go over to Raw and be a legitimate contender for Priest for the world title. So I think that's a good spot for him to be in. So the final main two on SmackDown that I've got moving over to Raw.
Well, I haven't got. I've kept the Bloodline as the Bloodline, right? Including Jimmy, even though he's not in the Bloodline, I've kind of kept it so it's like, well, he's still about trying to be in the Bloodline, because I feel like if Jimmy and Jay are on the same brand, they're gonna like tease doing the thing, like getting back together a bit
I
too
feel like
much.
they are going.
Do you think? I don't know. You know, Jay is like, I wouldn't be
Jay is
shocked.
super hot.
Like, Jay Uso versus Damian Priest is like money.
I
I'll be.
spoke to Sam at work this week, and he was like, "Jay needs to win the title because he's so over." And I was like, "I totally get what you mean, but I can't help but think that they're just going to end up rerunning the Usos again at some point."
It's one of them where it's like Jay is the bigger star. There's no two ways about it. But if, I don't know, it's one of them where it's like maybe when he's winning the title, do you get Jimmy to like turn face and be happy for him? You know what I mean?
I mean, I think it's too soon to happen at Backlash, but even with a sort of like Judgment Day interference and Jimmy's the one that helps him, you know.
I know what you mean, But okay. So I didn't move Jimmy. So where did you put Jimmy Callum?
See, I wonder whether he could go to NXT, and that's not me wanting to make it sound like a
Woo!
demotion, but I'm just thinking, like, who's the general manager of NXT? And it's I can't really work out the family bloodline, so to speak. But it's Ava Johnson. And I just think it'd be really interesting for her to say, "Hey, uncle or cousin or second cousin, join my show.
Brother from another mother.
Like,
Brother from another mother.
join NXT. Like, I'll look after you because no one else really is looking after you." And then at some point, Jimmy returns to the either Raw or SmackDown to go face to face with Solo and Tama Tonga alongside Jay. And then that could create a bit of a divide between Ava Johnson and The Rock. Of like, well, why are you looking after him? You know, I told you not to. And it could, you know, include her in the story as well.
Nice. Okay. Well, I have to make a decision about Jimmy.
I feel
Because
like
Jimmy.
you're the one who now has to make a decision about Jimmy.
Well, he weren't moving anywhere.
The
For me, he was staying where he was. So it's a stalemate because
fair point then.
free agent Jimmy.
Free agent Jimmy.
Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
That might be the gimmick that he needs.
The free agents, yeah, I like that. Yeah, man, and they just no one wants them. Okay,
Excommunicano.
we'll put Jimmy up here.
On the periphery, outside the table.
Jimmy, you saw up here, free agents. Let's see what happens with him. And then Owens.
Owens, yeah.
I have also moved Owens. So, Raw, what have you done with Owens, Callum?
Yeah, it's a toss-up between Owens and Orton to move over to Raw for
Yeah, I
me.
can't hear that, yeah.
But I think Orton staying on SmackDown would be better for the sense of having Cody on that show as well. So then we could get the Cody Orton feud. And Owens is at the level where he can have like a match or a feud against Damian Priest and it feel like a main event title feud. So I'm good for KO to go over to Raw.
I think, do you know what the interesting thing is, right? Is that if they were doing it, this is the thing, right? And I always, this is the sports element that's always missed out on. Do you know what I mean? Not always, but a lot of the time. But I would love a feud that isn't a feud between Sammy and KO. And it's just KO doing his thing and like being like, I want that title. And he's like, let's
best
fight
of five
for the title.
Series.
Well, the argument is, and the sort of about it is that Kevin Owens never wants to win the IC title again.
Yeah.
Because he wants to stay the same as Owen Hart because it's the same amount of days and stuff like that and the same amount of reigns. So that's a bit of a spanner, isn't it? But the idea of them having like a feud but not a feud to just be like, let's just see who's the best. Like, let's just do this would be really interesting. So it's not like they don't hate each other. They don't like
say that might not be for the world title down the line.
I mean, I'd like that.
Sammy in the Bank.
Yeah. Okay.
Money in the Bank has got a lot of potential this year already.
Oh, so much. So much.
When I watched a bit of SmackDown this morning, and when LA Knight came out, I thought he could win it this year. But it's like Sammy could win it this year. Owens could win it this year. AJ could win it this year.
Gunther.
Yeah.
Gunther's
and leave Dominic
it.
Out.
Oh, I'd love that. Oh my God!
Dom in the Bank.
Oh God! Dirty Dom stealing the money in the bank.
But just like every time the world champion's out there, he comes out. Either he gets ran off, or he just gets battered by something. Yeah. Just all the time, he's always there. You're like, fuck off, Dom.
Yeah, man. I'm here for that. Tell ya. Right. So, are we saying Sammy's staying on Raw then?
Yeah.
Okay, so Zayn can stay on Raw. Who else have you got?
So that's it for people moving from SmackDown. Have either of you got any more people moving from SmackDown to Raw?
Maybe. Oh yeah, I've got LA Knight.
Oh.
I've got LA Knight going to Raw. Because I feel like LA Knight versus Priest is a more believable feud than LA Knight versus Cody. So like the idea of him being a world champ is far more believable than when he was fighting Reigns. It was just like, what are you even doing?
It's not happening.
Yeah. It's just stop. Stop, mate. Just stop. Yeah. No. No. You're acting like a dummy. But yeah, I would champion LA Knight moving to Raw. What are you saying?
I'll go with that.
Yeah, that's got my vote as well.
Just because I think he needs to like freshen up a little bit, you know what I mean? And who else have I got? I've got another person as well, maybe two actually. Give me a second. I've got two people. I've got the Pride moving to Raw.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I've since changed that because I know that Bianca Belair and Cargill are like a tag team now.
Yeah.
So if that happens, Bianca Belair would automatically, well, not automatically, but you would think would move to Raw with Tez. And I don't think that's going to happen because Cargill's going to stay on SmackDown. So maybe not with the Pride. I take that back. And I've done Pretty Deadly moving as well.
Pretty Deadly were one that I kept umming and ahhing about and very nearly moved back to NXT. But I thought that's just going to do them a disservice, that. And I don't think, I think the thought highly enough of to stay up on Raw or SmackDown. Maybe. Because I think one of my things about moving Legado was you've got face tag champs on Raw and they need heel teams, but there's more face teams on Raw.
Yeah. Just imagine a promo between Awesome Truth and Pretty Deadly. Just imagine that for a second. It would be bananas. So what are you saying about Pretty Deadly then?
Go on then.
Yeah.
Get them gone.
Right. Okay.
Right. So call-ups then.
Oh yeah.
So I've gone obvious, and I've gone Ilya Dragunov and Roxanne Perez. I feel like they're obvious.
Okay, going to Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just sticking on Raw for now because there are people that I'm going to move to SmackDown, but I'll talk about them after.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ilya and Roxanne, I think, because you know they were on Raw last week, night after Mania, they make more sense. Mm-hmm. And then a group going up that haven't been on NXT in a while, but they have been helping out a certain people's champion to get ready for his Mania match. I'm going to move Gallus up to Raw. So Mark Coffey, Joe Coffey, and Wolfgang.
Oh, okay.
I think they're ready.
Gallus, though.
There was talk of them going up some point last year, I think.
I feel like they've been on the periphery, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't done a lot of thingy. I've done that Lyra, Valkyrie.
Is that because you thought she was Roxanne?
Maybe, but I've sent her to Raw.
Right.
Do you know what, right? I don't watch NXT. If I know somebody, I feel like if I know them, they should be moving up.
If I know them, they're ready.
Yeah, because I don't watch it.
Where's Osmosis Jones? Osmosis Jones.
I didn't even know that was a film, I'll be honest with you.
Did you not?
No. Well, I didn't know it was Sutton.
DVD.
I knew it was Sutton. I just didn't know what it was. I knew Osmosis Jones was Sutton.
Yeah.
So I was like, every time I hear his name, I think of Osmosis Jones. And I was like, I have to Google it to find out what it is. And then I was like, oh, it's a film. I thought it was like a cartoon. Like on Cartoon Network or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think they did like a spin off.
Did they? Yeah, I thought that's what it was. But yeah, Osmosis Jones, anyway. So, yeah, I've done Lana Valkyria.
Okay.
On Raw. If you're up for it.
I don't know.
Okay.
Apologies to give you your first no, but.
That's fine. It's all good. I think if Callum says yeah, your opinion doesn't matter.
No, I know. But. I'm coming at this, I would say, more from an educated point of view, in that Roxanne has just beat Lyra for the title.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a triple threat match coming up on Spring Breaking where I get the feeling that they're going to do that thing where they just put it back on Lyra. So I would move Roxanne.
Yeah.
Keep Lyra down there for a little bit.
Saying that, my thought process doesn't really work because I know Cora Jade as well. Is that a name?
Yeah.
Yes, that's her name.
She's not ready to move up. So I know where.
She's injured.
So
yeah. I thought she came back a few weeks ago.
She got injured a few weeks after returning.
Yeah, it didn't go well. But if she's going to go anywhere, she'll be on the same brand as Bron Breakker.
I thought they went together no more.
No, they are, aren't they?
Are they?
I don't know.
Okay.
Love's Young Dream. I don't know.
Smack as it is, then. Smackers. Right. So there are our Raw moves. We've got whoever the new world champ is, Awesome Truth and Damian Priest. They're our champs. And then we've got Legado del Fantasma. Fantasma? Is it Fantasma?
Fantasma.
Fantasma's a different guy.
Yeah, Damage Control, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. Oh, Sami Zayn's staying because he's the IC champ. LA Knight, Pretty Deadly, Ilya Dragunov, Roxanne Perez and a Gallus as a collective.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who Gallus are, I'll be honest with you.
Of course you don't.
Sorry.
Why would you?
Sorry. If it's any consolation, I can tell you why I don't want NXT, and it's time. Because last night I did my list whilst watching the I Quit match from Dynamite for the TNT Championship of with
the Edge one.
The Edge one. Oh. Christian Edge. Yeah. So I was like, I was what? That's how far behind I am. I was watching that whilst I was doing this. So don't come at me with not watching. I've time to watch NXT, isn't that?
That's all right.
I mean, you know, Gallus is Scots, so they can back Drew up. Should Drew be backing up, you know?
I like that. That's all good. I like that. Go to that. Drew's going to be on SmackDown, but I like that. Before we go any further, are we keeping... we are keeping Logan Paul on SmackDown?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, we can do that. That sounds... Right. Who are you... what are you going with here? What are
NXT. We,
okay. Wait, who's what?
Getting, quote-unquote, demoted.
Is this what you're doing now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Why?
Just
I'm going through the week.
I thought you were going to...
Monday Raw, Tuesday NXT.
All right.
Wednesday Dynamite.
Before we carry on, just for funds.
Thursday Superstars.
If you, if you could draft anybody to WWE from anywhere else, who would it be?
Speedball Mike Bailey.
Okay. That's it. But it's just anywhere.
It was the first name that popped in my head.
You think Speedball would be like...
I'd give Amazing Red a coach job.
Would you?
Yeah.
I don't know if Speedball would fit, you know.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
You'd make him wear shoes in them.
No, Vince would have made him wear shoes. I think he'll be fine with under Triple H.
Okay, all right. Anyone in AEW that you'd be like, they'd be good.
No, because I feel like everyone fits, don't they? Because like Swerve's popped into my head, but I feel like Swerve's just doing the best stuff that he's done in AEW. You know. No.
Okay. Cal, anybody you would go from anywhere else in the world?
So this is probably a bit of a cop out, but probably Mercedes.
Oh yeah.
Because I think the women's division is sort of struggling right now.
Yeah, actually, I feel that.
I do feel like she's not found a stride anywhere else yet.
No. Do you know what is really annoying, right? And I'm not gonna put this on Twitter because I'd probably get some stick, but I think it every time I see it. A Mercedes Moné thing is just a not very good Carmella ripoff. Sorry. But the Mella is Money thing was like boss, and it worked and it was clever, and I just loved it. And this just feels the same, and she shouts CEO a lot. That's it.
I don't know why. Sasha Banks was the better character.
Yeah.
I'd be concerned that if she went back to WWE, that she would do the thing of going, well, I want to come back as Mercedes. It's like,
no.
It's not as good.
I mean, yeah. I don't know, the Mercedes more than anything. I don't know. It just feels like Mella is money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just not as good. And she's just banging this CEO thing. Which is so annoying. Like, I don't understand why a chant CEO. I don't get that.
Is that because they want them to start chanting CEO, don't they?
Yeah, but
when it's manufactured, it never works.
No, I don't get it. I don't get it. And apparently, this change being streamed like 2.5 million times on Spotify. So, who's streaming that? Who's doing that?
Adam for the next theme quiz.
Not Weird. A chance.
Weird.
I'll cut it at the beginning, and you'll think it's Gunther.
I Yeah, I just think, yeah, every time I see it, I just think, wow, you've ripped off Carmella. And
Yeah.
Carmella is better. It's,
Cease and desist.
yeah, I just do. And I know I shouldn't because, as I say, I get absolute, I get ripped apart on Twitter or X, I should say. But every time I see it, I'm just like, yeah. Anywho, who've you took to NXT?
So
I'm not going to call this a
Raw.
demotion, all right?
No, it's they're moving across.
Across, yeah.
Across.
Yeah.
It's changing the night that they work on.
Yeah.
But they'll always know where it's going to be because it's always in Florida.
Yeah.
Easier job, that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, Baron Corbin did well with it. Baron Corbin's
exactly,
smashing.
You know.
You know what I mean?
So my Raw picks go into NXT. I've got four Raw picks going to NXT. I've got a tag team.
Right.
And I've got one single person who I think can go down until the partner heals up. So my tag team, purely because he's turned heel, Gable's going out on his own. So Akira Tozawa and Otis are going to NXT. They're taking Alpha Academy with them. Maxine's staying up though. And then because she's popped up, and I feel like it's going to be a better thing for her. Natalia to NXT.
Yeah.
I feel like they can do a lot with her down there. Across there, I should say. Over there. And then purely because, again, he's popped up, feuding with the North American champion, Obafemi. Let's get Ivar over there. And then he can do his stuff in NXT, wait for Eric to heal up, and then the Viking Raiders can pop up where the Viking Raiders need to pop up.
I like that.
You know?
Who's Eric?
Who's Eric? That was last year's draft. Who's Eric?
Who the hell is Eric?
Bishop.
I genuinely was puzzled. Who were you talking about?
Who's Eric?
And if you had a picture of a bunch of people and then him on the end with his massive beards and his Viking stuff and went, pick out which one's called Eric, and you were one of them, I'd be like, hey, he's Eric.
That sounds like an insult.
No, I'm just saying.
That
more like an Eric than a Viking.
He's Eric.
You look more like an Eric than someone who dresses as a Viking. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God.
Jesus. Anyway.
Do you want to go through them before I do my SmackDown ones?
Have you got anyone going over to NXT, Callum?
Yeah, from Raw, I would have added Tegan Knox as well. I think her and Natalia sort of feel like they come as a deal in a way, and I would worry that if Tegan's by herself, what is there for her to do? Like, we've seen, we've currently got on that woman, the woman side, you've got like Candice and Indy teaming together, Shayna and Zoe. I mean, maybe one of those two teams moves over to SmackDown, which would make sense seeing as Damage Control are coming over. But I don't really know what there is for Tegan on Raw, which is a real shame because I think she can do more.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to know because I would like to see her in a prominent position on any show that she could be on. And I just think like NXT would probably make more sense.
Yeah, I think it couldn't make the a character and the way people view her.
Yeah.
I will take.
I mean, like, she could like snap and basically, look, I've been injured, I've been on Raw, I've been on SmackDown, I've been demoted, I came back to Raw, I got demoted again, and that's where the character needs to change.
Yeah, I do agree, to be fair. I disagree. Yeah, I like Tegan Knox, and I know you pre all over, but she's not exactly doing anything, is she? I think it's one
that's
of them
why
where
I'm
it's
moving
like
her to SmackDown.
All right, sounds
not okay.
You've been outvoted, so she's not going to SmackDown yet. She's going to win the NXT title and then go to SmackDown.
Whatever.
Stop. Shut up. Right. Anyone else?
Salty bitch.
I don't think I dare say anyone else. Like, it's Adam so bad by me.
You say Damian Priest joins NXT now, won't be happy.
JD Madonna.
Yeah.
Fine.
That's only a joke. I can't really think of any other names that I think would be suited because for me it's getting TV time. It's not a case of it being, hey, you're getting demoted. I just want someone to actually get a chance to shine. Like, we've had five people released in Xia Li, Jinder, Zion Quinn, Sanger, and Veer.
Yeah.
And the main reason why they've gone is because they've barely been on TV for the last few weeks in Jinder's case. And then for the other few, like, I put in the group chat, who's Zion Quinn?
Like, yeah, I don't know who that is.
Like, he got drafted last year, and I think apparently he had like one squash match against someone on the losing side.
Mm.
Not that I remember. And I think that that's the trouble when you've got such a big show and a big roster like Raw, is like you've got so many names that get drafted, like Odyssey Jones. Like, we've never seen him.
Osmosis Jones.
So if someone like Tegan isn't getting matches on Raw, then let her, you know, get TV time on NXT. But there really isn't like a lot of other names that I think would be valuable on NXT. So
I've got two.
Maybe Cedric.
He is one of mine. So I've got Cedric Alexander, because Cedric Alexander is so good and doesn't get the time. Like, he could go to NXT and like proper shine, proper go in for the world title, for the NXT world title. Like, it's one of them where it's like, it's what I feel like it's what they could have done or should have done with Apollo Crews.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Apollo Crews should be a bigger deal. Like, I understand he is, but he should be, even in NXT. Do you know what I mean? And I think Cedric Alexander as the NXT champion is a good fit, and would again make that, like, flesh that character out and have people be like, bloody hell, he's probably killing it down there. And then when he comes up, be something, rather than just be there. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting me 2 cents in for Alexander, if we're okay with that.
Well, I'm gonna add to that. So he's on SmackDown, so he's in my SmackDown picks. But I'm moving him and his current tag team partner, Ashanti the Adonis, to our next team. Ashanti the Adonis.
So they're the tag team.
Yeah.
And Ashanti. Not Nelly's missus. Ashanti. And I've got Meat Chin as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Little NXT Meat Chin.
I've got a singles guy, and I've got another group from SmackDown to go. The group, I think, being the obvious one, because they popped up last week. Final Testament. Akam, Rezar, Karrion Kross, and Scarlett. Moving them down.
All going to NXT?
They're all going to NXT.
Don't forget Ella in his pants. So they just going to stay.
You know, doesn't have to see him in the pants then, does he?
That's a big one, that.
Well, what else is he doing?
I mean, nothing but Jesus Christ, okay.
And then the last one, which is kind of an unfortunate one, but I feel like he needs a bit of a repackage and a bit of a sort of rebuff, Cameron Grimes.
Yeah.
He's only just come from there.
He came up last year.
He's had two matches.
Exactly. That's the reason why he's going back. Fix a gimmick. Do something else.
Okay. Okie doke.
That's all the ones I've got.
All right. So, going to NXT, we've got the Alphas, minus Gable and Maxine.
Dupree!
Natty, Ivar, Tegan Nox, Cedric Alexander and Ashanti the Adonis, Meat Chin, Final Testament, and Cameron Grimes. What are you shaking your head at?
Boy, disagree with Tegan Nox.
What else is she doing?
She's going to SmackDown on my list, and I get to it. Oh, actually,
I'll be honest with you.
I'm not even agreeing. Oh my god, she's not. I'm not even put her on it. Right, fine. She can go to NXT then.
Because you forgot about her.
Because I forgot about her. To be fair, she was on my SmackDown list, but she's not.
Sorry, this garbage you've been giving us, you cheeky little.
Fine, she can go to NXT.
Right. Who is your? Give me your first SmackDown pick.
Oh, here we go. Right. So I'll do the ones that I'm moving from Raw.
Yeah, obviously.
So to join his LWA compadres, Andrade.
Where have I put Andrade? I've moved Andrade to SmackDown as well.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to work through the women's roster, because then I've got quite a biggie pick for the last one. So I'm going to shift over purely because damage control just got moved over to Raw. So Santa even sides out a little bit. I'm going to go with Chelsea Green and Piper Niven.
I did the same.
You know, they can stop annoying Adam Pearce and they can go and annoy Nick Aldis instead. And the team of Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark.
Oh, interesting.
Give them something new to do, you know?
Yeah.
Penultimate male pick before I get to my group. Shinsuke Nakamura.
Okay. I have Shinsuke on Raw, but okay.
Get him over, get him doing something. And then the big one. Future contender for Cody Rhodes' WWE Championship with his Imperium teammates. Get Gunther to SmackDown. Get Gunther to SmackDown.
I have done the same.
Ludwig Giovanni. Let's go.
Gunther and Imperium.
Yep. Okay. Then there's no excuse then that he has to have another match for the Intercontinental title and lose it because they don't want to put it back on him. He just moves over to SmackDown. We don't see him again on Raw.
That's clever.
And then further down the line, bash at Berlin, wins the WWE title.
I like that. Hey, out of interest, have you... So what you saying about Gable and Creed Brothers being something, does that mean the Creed Brothers are staying on SmackDown? They're staying on Raw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've done Gable and the Creed's going to SmackDown.
No. I feel like they're going to stay put for the time being. He's only just turned heel.
Okay. All right. Okay. Sounds. Okay. Anything else?
I've got call-ups, but have you got anyone else moving from Raw to SmackDown?
Have you, Callum? Let me just go through, yeah.
So, like, originally, before getting injured, I was thinking maybe Seth and Becky could move over to SmackDown. Just because I think Seth's had so many matches on, honestly, so many matches. He's had so many feuds on Raw being world champion that maybe moving over to SmackDown would give him a bit of a refresh. But because of his injury, like, and there's no sort of timeline on his return, I would keep him and Rhea as free agents so they can just then come back whenever they're ready and be that return pop. And actually, I think like in Rhea's case, it'd be really cool if she returns. And you're going to be really mad of me saying this, Adam, but I'd have her return on the opposite show to Judgment Day, because I think that could create a bit of a division between the two. And it'd be a case of like, well, why is she signed with the other show? And then I can't really see Judgment Day being a thing when Rhea does return, because I think Finn needs to turn face at some point, and he could be a feud for Damien. So if that's the case, then Rhea can be on a separate show to whoever's still in Judgment Day.
I feel like Damien's going to turn face.
That's before. What I was going to say. I feel like it's the other way.
It'll be one of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Damien's going to be
after
like...
what happened on Raw, where he was quite annoyed about him attacking... who was it?
Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird in that after I watched Rhea relinquish the title, I did think like I really don't think she's going to come back and Judgment Day will still be a thing.
Yeah, that was my like initial thought.
But then the one person out of all of them who I struggle to see what they're going to do is Dom. Mm.
Yeah.
Like his character works and fits in that group, and he's protected by that group. So I don't know.
It's tough to know.
JD will be his little whipping boy.
Well, because I thought, is it going to be just Dom and JD as like tag champs and running for the tag titles? But then there's something about like Finn and like his understudy JD, you know.
I know, it's a weird one. I don't know. I'm interested to see what they do with Dom Lee.
Yeah.
We're not turning Dom back face anytime soon.
Oh no. Like the heat that he gets absolutely. Just from putting a microphone near his lips is like
absolutely no chance of that
happening.
Yeah. Interesting. So go on. Who did you have, Callum? Who's
Well, names I originally had were possibly Seth or Becky, but due to his injury, then they're going to stay on Raw, or Becky will stay on Raw because they need like quite a high profile woman's name on that show. I could see Bronson moving over to SmackDown.
I was just about to say that. Bronson Reed might be a good one.
Yeah, I did debate.
I've got Bronson Reed. I've got Bronson Reed and DIY moving over. No, just me.
Yeah, actually, to be fair, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think, like I was saying before, that I think SmackDown need more face teams and Raw need more heel teams.
Yeah. So I've got DIY. But I haven't thought about Indian
Candace.
But then I suppose it doesn't really make much difference where they are, because if they're a tag team, they can just follow the titles. Realistically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have moved them as well. Moved away.
Oh, and then all of the way are on SmackDown.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
No, because Austin Theory's there too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then you could have the way back.
Poor old Grayson.
Poor Grayson. Grayson and Tommaso.
So I think that's everyone that I'm like looking at moving. Obviously, Punk staying on Raw. Hey, I've got Naomi going to Raw, which I didn't mention. But I don't know about that.
Well, maybe if we're saying that Jimmy goes.
So I'm thinking.
Hmm.
Say, do you want to say Naomi moves?
Yeah.
Naomi.
Yeah, because she's like the fourth face, isn't she? On that SmackDown side, if you keep Bayley, Bianca, and Jade,
yeah,
then you've got Naomi there, who, unless she's in a tag team, there's no one really there for her to feud with.
And then, so what call-ups have you got for SmackDown? I've got.
Well, being as I moved a big group from SmackDown to NXT in the Final Testament, I'm going to move a group up from NXT to SmackDown. I'm going to move Jakara Jackson, Lash Legend, Noam Dar, and Ori Mensah. So Metaphor, bring them to SmackDown. Ty ain't got a clue who any of them are.
I've heard of Noam Dar.
He's in the Cruiserweight Classic.
No, he is. I've seen him wrestle live. Messing.
And then a couple of other big ones who I think they've outgrown NXT and it's time for them to move on. Dijak. Dominic Dijakovic, get him on SmackDown.
I don't think that's happening yet.
Really?
No, I think he's going to win the world the NXT title before he moves.
Okay, mate. Actually, to be fair, he could beat Trick, because I get the feeling that Trick's going to beat Ilya, because that's then going to let Ilya come up then.
Yeah, I don't think Dijakovic's going to think yet. He will, but not yet.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Yeah.
One who's already appeared on SmackDown, but then has essentially stopped since his feud with Trick, Carmelo Hayes, permanently becoming SmackDown roster member.
I've Carmelo.
And then purely to appease Ty and to join his War Dogs partner on SmackDown, reunite the War Dogs, get Baron Corbin back up.
I've done that too.
Yeah.
I have done that too. Yeah. I've also done, obviously, Breaker is on SmackDown. So I've done him. And then I've done either possibly Tony D'Angelo.
Tony D'Angelo.
Who I'm not sure, because he should be going down on a murder charge.
Because they whacked Gulak, didn't they?
They whacked Gulak. So he might be going down on a murder charge. Because Ronda Rousey said so. Von Wagner.
Yeah, to be already on Raw or SmackDown.
This is why I've put him on. Why I've mentioned him, right? Has he already been here?
I don't know. He's wherever Osmosis Jones is right now.
Who's the guy who turns the camera upside down?
Who's the guy who turns the camera upside down?
When he walks down to the ring, everything's upside down.
Gacy?
Maybe him then.
Joe Gacy,
that sounds right.
At one point, he had schism, didn't he? But then, you know, your mate Jax sod him off.
Well, yeah. No schism.
Good, to be fair, though.
Yeah. Wonder what's happened to them. Is there any good? Is there wrestling?
GIY? DIY, GIY. Who am I talking about?
GYV.
GYV. DIY.
I was joking. I was making a joke.
Jeez, don't think yourself.
Tony D'Angelo, Von Wagner, or that schism guy?
That's none of them. To be fair, that schism guy could be a part of whatever Wyatt thing is on the way.
No.
Right.
Oh, here we go. No. We've got the Wyatt Six. We've got Bo. We've got Alexa. We've got Braun. We've got Rowan. We've got Matt Hardy apparently coming back. Who's it? Who's the other one?
The more...
There's somebody else in there.
Liv. No, not Liv.
Joe Schism.
Strowman?
Strowman. I included
Strowman. Yeah. I don't know. The more I hear about this, the more I'm like, oh.
Leave the memories alone.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think every time. And he didn't. That was his Hall of Fame tune for Ric Flair. And what did he do 6 months later? Went to TNA.
It's because it's cursed, that song. It's cursed.
So no one else? No, D'Angelo or Wagner?
Well, I mean, like with D'Angelo, you've got to bring the entire family up, haven't you? You know, Mama D'Angelo with a Domio pasta. You know, so... Axe, whatever his name is.
Well, there's Domio pasta.
I mean, because there's such a sort of American-Italian stereotype.
Oh, right, okay, all right. All right.
Just like a mama used to make.
Prego. Hey, did you know that do you know Prego means Prego like sauce?
Yeah,
Prego.
Yeah.
Like Prego sauce. It's like a thingy. This is a total sidestep that I only learned the other day. Right. But did you know that in the like Italian or whatever, Prego means you're welcome.
Right.
How passive aggressive is that? For
yeah. But like, you're welcome. We've done your teeth for you.
Yeah. Like, is that nice? Yeah, yeah. You're welcome. I'm a passive aggressive.
We've done the hard work. We've put it in a jar.
Yeah. I was shocked when I found that out. No one else then? Just metaphor.
Domio is Italian for lazy bastard. What's for team ups? Well, that lazy bastard. Get on it.
I've lost my train of thought. What was it doing? Oh yeah, so just metaphor breaker Carmelo and Corbin.
Yeah, that's who I've got.
All right, okay. Anyone else? But anyone else? But anyone else?
Any more?
Nobody else going down across to NXT. That was on SmackDown. We've done it all, haven't we?
Yeah,
because we've done Alexander on the show. Okay, Taz, sorry.
I was worried about that delay. I was like,
"Who's
he writing down?"
Is he gone? Is he not?
For everybody, because that's what I do. Looks quite interesting, actually. Right, right, and we're going with the idea of the obvious people staying where they're staying. So, Orton staying on SmackDown, Becky staying on Raw, AJ staying on SmackDown, Reigns staying on SmackDown, Bianca Belair staying on SmackDown, Punk staying on Raw, Charlotte Flair,
free agent.
I think there'll be some of them that they don't even mention. Like, I don't think they'll mention Reigns, and I don't think they'll mention Flair. They might mention Punk purely because he's healthy enough to pop up. And they have said, haven't they, that he's going to be on the draft episodes.
Yeah.
So I can imagine him being there. They might not mention Seth. You know, I feel like if they know that they're going to be out for a little bit, they probably won't mention them, and then it can be a surprise then for when rock up, wherever it is that they rock up.
Yeah. Sheamus on Raw, Rollins on Raw.
Sheamus, who, let's just give the credit where credit is due, doesn't need the amount of shaming that he's had this week.
mean, what the hell?
Absolute disgrace that's gone on this week.
Shocking. I tweeted and was like, it's funny that people are saying he's come back a bit chunky when most of us are sitting here on our third donut looking like we live under a bridge. Exactly. Like, what the hell, man?
Like, you might feel that way about the way that he looks, but it's still not your head off.
Yeah.
Like, is he still someone to mess with?
I didn't think he looked that big.
I didn't. And the worst one that was going around was that there's like a slightly photoshopped version of it where they've widened it.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you doing? Why are we doing this?
Mad.
Also, the guy's 46, 47, who's had incredibly like career-ending injury.
Yeah.
So let him look how the way he looks.
What is it? Spinal stenosis. It's the thing that Edge had as well, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not. Yeah.
But yeah, I've seen a side by side of him like a few years ago when he was like shredded, and they've like tightened that one.
Yeah.
And then looked at the one of him on Raw and like widened it. And it's like, why are you doing this?
Seriously. Like, nothing else better to do with your lives than do that.
Fucking disgusting.
You do you, Sheamus.
Yeah, man. I love Sheamus, you know.
I love you.
I'm bringing back his lobster head music as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, too many limes.
Yeah, reminds me of always reminds me of Shameless plugs at the end of SLTD Radio, because that's what we played, because we had Shameless plugs. Always reminds me. Always a good time. Anyway, so what we've got is, I mean, I quite like this, but what we've got. So our draft predictions or hopes or whatever you want to go with, right? So, on Raw, we've got Damian Priest, Awesome Truth, whoever the new Women's World Champion is, and Sami Zayn are our champions. Then we've got Legado del Fantasma, Damage Control, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, LA Knight, Pretty Table.
You mentioned Sami twice.
Did they mention Sami twice?
Yeah, our IC champion, Sami Zayn, and then about 3 minutes later, Sami Zayn.
Yeah, sorry. And then from NXT, we've got Ilya Dragunov, Roxanne Perez, Gallus, and we've had a late move from Naomi to Raw. Right, and then on SmackDown, we've got Cody as our world champ. We've got A-Town Down Under tag team. We've got Bayley as our women's and Logan Paul as our US. But Logan Paul's the only champion left from the McMahon era.
What a stat.
Yeah, mad. And then we've got, moving over, we've got Andrade, Chelsea Green, and Pippa Nevin. Is it Pippa Longstockings?
Piper. Piper is P-I-P-P-A.
Yeah.
The Pied Pippa.
Anyway, Green and Nevin. Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark. Shinsuke Nakamura, Gunther and Imperium, Bronson Reed, DIY and The Way. And then from NXT, we've got Metaphor, Bron Breakker, Canelo Hayes and Baron Corbin. And then going across to NXT, we've got Alphas, Natty, Ivar, Tegan Nox, Boo.
I agree with it now, it's fine.
Okay, all right. Alexander Nashanti, Michin, The Final Testament, and Cameron Grimes. And we've got our one and only free agent, Jimmy Uso. Because none of us could decide.
Excommunicado, Jimmy Uso.
Yeah. Jimmy Word, Jimmy Uso. That's it. On his own. Doing his Heath Slater story.
Yeah. Just me who's day two-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got kids. Only for which ex ECW legend is going to come back and team with him once he's decided.
He has got kids. He was fuming at one of them at WrestleMania, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Jayla, put your phone down.
Watch your daddy. Only that. I think that makes a pretty good set of new places. So basically, anybody we haven't mentioned is just staying where they're staying.
Yeah.
What we're going with, because not everyone's moving. Because then, what's the point?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I the only thing I'm a bit thinking about is I think they might switch the title, the mid-card titles, but we shall see.
It's the only one that they can switch if they do switch.
Yeah, I feel like
Because
everything else now is stuck in position.
they're not going to switch the tag teams because they've just created the new titles. They're not going to switch the women's because, well, currently isn't a Raw Women's Champion. And Cody's not going to go back over to Raw because they needed a solid champion on SmackDown because they haven't had one for 4 years.
Who do you think is going to win the Women's World title then? Give me a name. I think it's going to be Nia Jax, I'll be honest.
Live.
No, it's too soon. It's too soon into the revenge tour.
A revenge tour that lasted a week. Got my revenge. She's injured.
Bye.
She's relinquished. Bye. I can chuck
Bye.
some people over the rope. Bye.
Do you genuinely think Liv?
Yeah, I feel like out of the options, I don't like Becky is the one that is there, but I feel like she's sort of like owed time.
Yeah,
You
yeah,
know.
yeah. Callum, who do you think is going to win, and why do you think it's going to be Becky Lynch?
How did you know? I
Yeah.
just like, I hate calling someone a reliable hand, but you know what you get with Becky as champion, and I just think she could have the title for 2 months and have another good reign, and then once Liv is ready, because Liv's going to be a heel once Rhea returns, so I think if Liv is the one to beat Becky, then that's fine. And I think that gives a big win for Liv heading into a feud with Rhea. Whereas I think if Liv wins it in a interesting battle royal, then, fine. But ha have her win the title in like quite a big title feud.
Yeah, I get you. So now, yeah, it's one of them. Where would you do it? Where so whoever wins the title, whoever it may be, could be Liv. But then, when you know Rhea's coming back, put the title on Liv. So then she's like, I finally got what I wanted, and then like,
You go
so
straight
say
into
like
the winners.
the Raw after or whatever it may be, if she wins it on a Raw, and then Rhea Ripley comes out and she's like, ah, poops.
What?
No,
What? What?
I would
Huh.
have Liv win Money in the Bank. I would have the winner of the Battle Royal stay champion until Rhea comes back. Because Rhea's probably only going to be out for a couple of months. Maybe around SummerSlam time. Have Rhea go straight into a feud with them of, oi, that's mine. Give it back. Rhea wins, but then Liv cashes in straight away.
Oh, that's quite good. Has Liv already won the Money in the Bank?
Yeah.
Yeah, she has, Angie.
So it should be the only two time, unless you count Carmella.
You do
Squash
count
James
Carmella.
Ellsworth.
Yeah, Shane's McMahon. Yeah, so there you go. I am quite excited for the draft. I will say this as well. The new draft logo is delicious. I love it. The old draft logo, hated it. Hated every single bit of it. It was horrible. This new one. Woo-hoo! Also, do you think if they're going to do it, they're going to have like war rooms, and one of the war rooms is going to be Netflix?
Possibly.
I think after our conversation about Netflix last week, we probably shouldn't mention Netflix. Although I had thought CM Punk should be like the first Netflix champion, and they call it the Netflix and Phil title.
Oh dear.
That's quite funny. Yeah, I am thoroughly it, this is a double-edged sword for me because I can't wait for it to be on Netflix because it's just going to be so much easier. But then the network going just makes me beyond sad.
We've spoke about this though. Like my watching of the network has dwindled massively since they updated it,
Man hasn't.
and
Man hasn't.
I pay my tenner a month just because I know that I get the PLEs,
Well,
you
yeah.
know. And then when that rolls into Netflix, great, all power to it. The only rubbish one is that I would then still be in a contract for 6 months with BT for BT Sport. At the Unless I pay it off, I'll just let it run out and then bye.
Fair play. Yeah, I'm sad about the network going. If you could download the whole network for me, that would be sweet.
I'll put it on a Blu-ray.
Put it on a Blu-ray.
We're on Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
I had this idea as well. I shouldn't really say this on pod, but whatever I'm going to say. I had this idea that I'm going to go on like an absolute tyrant to find out all the people who are in the know and can make these decisions. Send some emails, tweet some people, Facebook some people, whatever I need to do to make WrestleMania 40 happen in a steelbook. That's what I'm going with. Like,
you're not getting it.
I'm gonna do it.
It's not gonna happen.
But well, I won't with that attitude, will it?
No. Hey. No, I don't want it.
What?
I don't want it.
So if it came out on a steel case, like a special edition, you wouldn't buy it. Really?
The last Mania I have physical edition is 28. Because the only ones I kept were 26, 28. 25, 26, and 28.
Okay. Okay. All right. I see why.
So I'm not going to bother on getting 40, am I?
Okay, but if that happened and I made it happen, then you'd buy it.
If it was like a Kickstarter and it was like so many people need to buy it, for you, I'd buy it.
Okay, not like a Kickstarter. Well, I suppose, yeah, but if I...
Go fund me. Go fund my steelbook.
If I email the owner of the distribution company that used to make physical DVDs, and we go back and forward.
Do you need me to co-sign something? Is this what we're getting at?
Yeah. And I'm like going backwards and forwards and sending emails to big bosses and things, being like, make it happen. You wouldn't buy it if I made it happen.
You get it for free, surely.
And it said, you know, on the back of it, like a little thing, it said, as produced by SLTD Wrestling. By all means.
All right.
Okay. In there. I was trying to see if I've got my wrestling Blu-rays up here, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've got quite a few, to be fair.
Oh, I'm glad that I've just seen that because they're out of order and that's disgusted me.
So how come you... So did you have all the Blu-rays and then you bailed them?
At one point, I had them all. I had like all the sort of thingy mini ones.
Yeah.
That Silver Vision logo and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got from 24 to 31. No, I haven't. I'm lying. From 30
to 24. I can't remember which one was the last one that I had.
The last one I got was the COVID one, so 2020. So otherwise,
so you missed a couple.
Yeah, but I get them once a year for Christmas off Rachel's mum.
Yeah,
so I don't go out and buy them. We can't. She started getting me them, and I was like, "Sounds, I'll just stop getting them." So because she started getting me them, so I'll catch up.
Well, I would suggest that you catch up sooner rather than later because they've stopped printing them.
Oh yeah.
So if you're missing any, right now they're probably going to be cheap. But later in the year,
woo-hoo,
it's not just 40 that you'll be wanting to get into a steel book.
I'm going to do it though. Anyway.
Whilst we're talking about Mania, what do we think of Mania maybe being in May?
WrestleMania?
WrestleMania.
No.
Hate it.
No. Don't move.
I'm off work. Not at me, at the other time. Keep it the other time.
Keep it where it's meant to be.
I told her, she went, is it because they're all moany about the weather? I said, yeah, probably.
I mean, I don't get why you'd have it. I don't understand. Like, why move it?
Mm.
Garbage.
Because I have, like, changed so much around, not just Mania. Like, we've had quite a nice break between Survivor Series and Royal Rumble, where you've got, like, that two-month break. Then you've got Rumble, and they say, we're now on the road to WrestleMania. We're only 70 days away. If they have Rumble last weekend in January and then have WrestleMania, let's say, May the 12th, we're only 110 days away until... And it's like, well, we're not really on the road to WrestleMania. The smaller gap between Backlash and SummerSlam. So, what, are we on the road to SummerSlam after Backlash? No.
I feel like they'd have to have something in between.
Mm.
And I don't really like the idea of having something in between. Like, I do like the idea of Elimination Chamber. But you'd have to have something else.
I feel like it's been put out in the ether to do one of two things. It's either to gauge how people yeah. feel about it, or they've already made that decision.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to move, like, so
and I mean, I'm still surprised that we don't know where it is next year.
Same.
Like, it's same. Weird that.
Yeah.
I fully mm-hmm. expected like a night to this yeah. is where it is next year.
Mm.
Interesting.
Sam at work is 40 in, I think it's 2 years' time. And he's always said that for his 40th, he's going to go to WrestleMania. And he said, knowing my luck, it'll be the one that lands in London. It's like, well, yeah. Probably will be.
That's funny.
Manchester, just at the Old Trafford.
Yeah.
Walking
yeah.
distance.
Piece of piss that'd be.
Anything else, guys, before we wrap this up?
No.
No.
No? Okay. Okie dokie. As always, stay safe, stay entertained, and watch the wrestling you want to watch. But if you've sat here and listened to us for over an hour, maybe watch the draft. Like, maybe see what's happening if you're going to listen to us. I mean, and if you see us posting something about needing to get signatures on who would buy a WrestleMania 40 Blu-ray, by all means, please sign it, because
and possibly a WrestleMania 39 Blu-ray.
I didn't think of that. That's an interesting fact that you've just threw my way. Anyway,
I'm a bit old for you, don't you worry.
All right. I think that's the last one anyway. I'll have to have a check. Stay safe, stay entertained, and we will catch you next time.